This is a recording of my conversation with Antti Sivaniemi, the CEO of Houston Analytics. We are covering two applications of advanced analytics and artificial intelligence, one-to-one marketing communication at scale, and improving stores and assortment in physical retail. Finally, Antti gives his view on what will change regarding using data and analytics once the coronavirus crisis is over. So we are talking to Antti Sivaniemi, the CEO of Houston Analytics. Houston Analytics is based in Finland and is a provider of advanced analytics solutions. It promotes itself through the ability to package and automate advanced analytical processes into end-to-end solutions, in contrast to one-off analysis that result in proof of concept. But Antti will explain us in detail what it means. But first, Antti, you started your analytics journey with Kesko, the Finnish retail conglomerate. Tell us a bit about yourself and the journey to the CEO of Houston Analytics.
The analytics and knowledge-based management, it is my work and my hobby and my lifestyle. And it also has been my mission since the early 90s to help organizations to link strategy to action by using analytics. And I started my kind of analytics from the customer analytics. This is what I faced also in SOK days. When it comes to Kesko days, I faced the concept of category management. And then I ended up combining these two. As the category management is about doing the decisions in a way that they are kind of fulfilling the change strategy, the change concept. And then I realized that there is definitely a missing link regarding the product-related decisions and the strategy and the target group. And that kind of became my kind of a mission. I needed to figure out how to link those together. And then the customer analytics CRM was linked to category management and then to strategic management. And it really kind of became a mission.
So tell us about Houston Analytics. What does Houston Analytics do and what type of problems does it try to solve?
Our mission is to make smart easy. So any situation where we say a decision to be made and there's data available, we help the decision maker by offering a prediction and at its best, also optimized suggestion from all of those scenarios to this decision maker to make the best possible decision. Well, when it comes to different industries, when it comes to mining and heavy manufacturing, it is pretty much predictive maintenance. That is what we do a lot. Then from the marketing point of view, marketing automation, intelligent demand-based one-to-one dialogue, where the channel time message are tailored to face that individual person. This is what we call segment of one. And when it comes to retail in more kind of a wide perspective, we predict the local demand in a way that the assortment and the space allocation can be optimal from that particular location point of view, as also is pricing, promotion, and new product introductions based on demand.
Let's perhaps take the retail example. How does it work? You mentioned the demand forecasting. How do you do it? What is the technology behind?
When it comes to technology, the main components from our point of view is the advanced analytics engines to be able to first synchronize all of the different kind of data entities together, and then to do as strong as possible predictions. When you get the predictions, it obviously gives you a lot of different kind of scenarios. And then another really central component is a optimization engine, which is meant to go through all of the millions or 100 millions or even billions scenarios, and then based on those to give the best suggestion for the decision maker. We aim to use the best possible components which are available. And we are partners with the big technology vendors, obviously, but also utilizing everything available from the freeware nowadays.
So you mentioned optimization and you mentioned the decision support. So tell us a few type of decisions that Houston Analytics can help support.
First, when it comes to this segment of one and customer dialogue, it is a kind of a good example of how some decisions are so kind of a fast-paced that there is no time for individual human being to be there and do those decisions. And this customer dialogue, it is definitely one example of those. If you really want to provide an intelligence one-to-one dialogue, it is basically millions of messages per day. And the customers are having time-related needs and location-related needs. And that there are so many variations where if we would be putting people to decide what kind of a messages we send, we would be always late. When it comes to assortments and the times that we are living now, as what is available in the market, it has truly exploded. There's plenty of versions of whatever products. And one thing that has been staying the same still is the fact that when you have a physical site, basically your trading area is relatively small. If you want to be the best and you want to succeed, you really need to understand the demand in your trading area. And this is the the kind of a core part. So basically the first step here is to be able to predict the demand really accurately in this trading area, and then to do the decision that what is the right set of products, the right assortment to that particular store. And there is third dimension, the space available in that particular store. What can actually fit to the shelves available in the store? What our solution does, it brings you the prediction, and then it goes through all of the scenarios regarding the space available and gives you a suggestion regarding what is the right assortment and how should you fit the products to the shelves.
This is fascinating. So if we take the two examples, so the marketing communication, one-to-one communication at scale, and the assortment optimization, what do companies need in order to implement it? How do you start, and how could Houston Analytics support?
The traditional approach, what we've been using is we have divided the services into three kind of steps, of which the first has been called Launchpad. And Launchpad has been meant to clarify the opportunities. What can one do in the area that you are aiming to improve? And the other question has been that what data is available and what can you do based on the data you have? And then the next step has been called Rocket Launch, which means that we're testing and proving and showing that what actually is possible. And then the third step has been what we've been calling it Mission Control, meaning that we automate the processes, etc. When it comes to segment of one and this automated marketing automation, basically it is just a question of choosing the different different dialogue points that you want to start the improved customer dialogue. Within 2 weeks, you are able to be able to run really kind of a best practice, intelligence, optimized customer dialogue in omnichannel way.
And now moving to the second example that you mentioned earlier about the assortment optimization, could also explain a bit how the companies need to implement.
Yeah, so when it comes to doing the assortment and space optimization like we do it, obviously the information regarding the space needs to be gathered. What is the best practice and what we are suggesting now is to use the retail robots when it comes to gathering the data regarding the space, meaning that where the shelves are in the store and where the products are in the shelves in the store, to be able to understand the actual performance of the store as it is today. And then obviously also all of the sales information and all of the commercial information needs to be linked to the data as well. And then it is time to do the demand prediction. But basically, just by gathering the accurate space information regarding all of the locations of the products and the categories in the store, and then the sales metrics, you are able to see the performance of the store, how different categories, how different subcategories, how different individual products and brands are performing in the store. So basically, we provide a digital twin, a digital copy of the store, and then eventually about the whole store network. So basically, you have a view to the demand in the market where you have presence, and you also understand that what is space available there, And now when we get back to this individual store, now when you have the space, and then when you run the first optimization, you are able to see what is the potential available there. How much you are able to improve the performance of the store if you reallocate the different categories, different brands when it comes to the store layout point of view. And then basically, how do you do the change? You get the suggestion from the solution that these are the segments or categories where you have a bit too much space, and again these categories would require a bit more. And at the same time, the guy who is responsible for the store is able to see the improvement in the performance. We are able to make the customer dialogue more space aware, as the digital twin knows where the products are in the store, and if the people are using their mobile devices to assist or to make their purchase experience more easier, then we are really able to guide them.
So final question, let's switch gears to what is happening today. We are living a dramatic time with majority of the world being affected and in lockdown. Do you think there will be some lasting changes once the crisis is over?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really sure that the retail will never go back to what it was before the situation. First of all, obviously, people are now learning really, really fast how to purchase online, how to order even food to home, which definitely was not the case, especially in the countries like Finland, where the population density is not that high. When it comes to all of this, it will emphasize the meaning of being able to be proactive, being able to predict the demand in order to make sure that whenever the demand changes, you are more ready to fulfill the demand. It is more and more crucial for retailers to be able to move from these kind of market specific assortments to more local. All of this will require more analytics and predictive capabilities. And I would say that not only retail, I can kind of see it already now that there are two kinds of companies and organizations. There are those who are starting their analytics journey, so to speak, right now, to solve these kind of critical, acute things that they need to fix now. And also, then it means that they will be more capable of utilizing all of these opportunities when the situation is over. Then they are able to boost the business in with totally different kind of a mode. And of course, there are companies who already had their analytics capabilities up and running, and now those are boosting it even more. And of course, there is also the other types of companies who are trying to kind of survive based on these traditional capabilities and methods and ways that they have been using for decades. And now they are not capable of starting utilizing the opportunities of today because they are handling the crisis. So basically what this means to me is that after the crisis is over, the change in the kind of top lists of different kind of domains will be changing more rapidly than it would have been if there would have not been this crisis where we are facing now.
Thank you, Antti. It was great talking to you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.